Invite the youth to your homes, August 21st. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. We are in a world of sin and temptation, and youth are perishing out of Christ all around us, and he wants you to labor for the youth in every conceivable way that you can. If you have a house, and a pleasant home, then invite the youth that have no homes, invite the youth that are in need of help, that are in need of sympathy and kind words, courtesy, and respect. They want all this. If you want to bring them to Christ, you must show your love and respect for the purchase of his blood, the souls whom he has ransomed by the infinite cost of his own precious life, and is not that enough to lead us, as soon as we are a branch in the vine, to bear fruit? In heaven we shall see those youth that we helped, those youth that we invited to our house, those youth that we led from temptation, those youth that we tried to win away from being drunkards and tobacco users and wine drinkers and all these habits which are taking the underpinning out of the house, befogging the brain, and taking away the reason, and leaving men without a sound mind, and a sound body. What do we want? A face that will reflect the sunshine of the glory of God. We want a face that reflects the likeness of the divine. We want a character reshaped. We want that the image of Christ should be restored to us. May God help us that we may do our best in our lifetime. You have no time to devote to the theater or the dance hall. You have no time to grumble. It is lost, lost. You have no time to play cards. You have no time to attend horse races. You have no time to attend shows. How is it with my soul? Have I a living connection with God? If I have, I must seek to win these souls that are attracted with these outward pleasures. Satan has managed it. Satan has devised it that one pleasure should crowd on the heels of another, a feverish excitement. No time to contemplate God, no time to think of heaven or heavenly things, no time to study the Bible, no time to put forth interested efforts for those that are out of Christ. But those that are giving themselves to Jesus can hear that voice that shall pronounce the benediction, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." There, you see, that is election. It was prepared for every soul that would be obedient to God and that would work in Christ's lines, because that when they obtain the treasure of heavenly reward, they enter into the joy of their Lord, because their joy was full of Christ's joy which was to win souls to the Savior.